We need to teach some basic things when we come into the streets, because people are not getting it in the culture, in the media, from the pastors and priests. God hates pride. Proverbs 6:17, it's an abomination unto him. Jesus Christ is more than a t-shirt. He's more than Sunday church, Saturday church. He's more than a bumper sticker. Jesus is more than lip service. Oh God, I love you, but I don't obey you. Oh God, I want to go to heaven, but you won't come out of this fallen world and its ways. Oh Jesus, you're the truth, as I keep a bunch of lies in my church system and my culture. This is not consistent with the holy God, neighbor. Christ sends out his messengers. I happen to be one of them, to go into the world and wake you up from your spiritual slumber. You're walking to the broad road of destruction. You're not going to find eternal life with lip service Christianity. You're not going to be cleansed by the blood of Christ unless you're walking in the light. 1 John 1. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 14. Do you want to be a friend of God, neighbor? How do you be a friend of God? You be a friend of God by keeping his commandments. That's what the Bible says in John 15. You can be a friend of God as you keep his commandments. Following the world is not keeping the commandments of God. Satan has lied to the world. He started in the garden. Go read it. Did God's word really say that? Satan lied from the beginning. And he's lying today through modern pastors and priests. He's lying today through the culture and all of the idolatrous things going on in the culture. Sports, hobbies, politics, entertainment, pride, vanity. Pride is an abomination before a holy God, neighbor. If you dress up to make yourself look like something, you're an abomination to God. If you live in sin knowing it's wrong and keep doing it, you're an abomination to God. He hates the wicked. Psalm 5:5. Go read it. God hates the wicked. Psalm 11:5. Psalm 11:5, he says, those that love violence, he hateth. Just read the scriptures. Forget about this feminized false Jesus that winks at sin and lets you live the way you want, and he's going to cleanse you with his blood. That's an absolute lie. That is not the truth. The truth is that very few, a puny few of you, are ever going to find eternal life. The truth is you have to repent and seek the kingdom of God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The truth is, unless you love God enough to lose your life,
amen,
lose your life and follow him, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Loving God is a choice, and then the Spirit helps you. But guess what? Your will must be bent for this holy God. And if your will is bent for a holy God, you read the scriptures and you obey it, and you come out of the world and come out of these corrupt church systems all over America and the world. But if you're not obeying God, Hebrews 5:9 says, Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. If you're not obeying God, you have no hope of eternal life to come. How can you obey God if you don't read the scriptures, neighbor? How can you obey God if you just care about sports, politics, entertainment, pride, vanity, flesh? The world can live as it pleases and do what it wants. God gave you a free will. But guess what? That free will is going to get you a ticket to judgment and wrath. We don't want our neighbors to end up in judgment and wrath. We want our neighbors to walk in holiness and righteousness and goodness and truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one will enter the kingdom of God but by him. How do you enter the kingdom of God? Just believing? No. Going to church? No. They're false and full of man-made traditions that God hates. How do you enter the kingdom of God? Well, Paul says, through much fear and trembling, you must work out your salvation. That's in the book of Philippians. So what does that mean? Peter says, the righteous are scarcely saved. What's going to become of the sinner? If you live in willful sin, you're not cleansed by the blood of Jesus. The culture is willful sin. The American church system is willful sin. But if you're willing to humble yourself, that means lower yourself to the word and truth of God, you have a chance at eternal life, neighbor. But you have no chance as you stick your finger in God's face by living in your worldliness and your sin. You have a false Jesus if he hasn't transformed your life by his spirit. No false Jesus is going to help you inherit eternal life. There's one Savior, one God, one Word, one Spirit, one body. The commandment is to go into the world and preach the gospel. Make disciples, teach them to obey everything he's commanded. I don't know one religious place that's doing that. They teach man-made traditions and they stop short and don't continue. Americans say, God bless America, but I need to tell my neighbors because I love you. God's wrath is coming for America. There is not going to be a God bless America. The God of America is a false Jesus with a false gospel that will not save anyone. The churches have been lying for years, not telling you the truth. The words of Jesus Christ are true. In Luke 18:8, he said, will there be any faith left on earth when the Son of Man returns? Oh, there's a whole bunch of false faith. There's a bunch of Sunday denomination, Saturday religion. There's a whole bunch of cults. But will there be any true faith left on earth when the Son of Man returns? I don't see it today in America. I don't see it in the world. I see a few saints scattered about the world proclaiming the gospel before judgment and wrath comes. The wrath of God is going to be set against all the children of disobedience. You're a child of disobedience when you live like the world. You're a child of disobedience when you seek after flesh rather than holiness and righteousness. Satan is a master deceiver, neighbor. He's created everything to distract you. Your Chiefs football, your Sunday, Saturday church systems, your idolatrous hobbies, your working out in pride and vanity. Even the Anabaptists don't have the truth. I just rebuked an Anabaptist man living like the world. The Anabaptists think that they're so much different than the world, but they entertain themselves in the world. The Baptists love the world. The Catholics love the world. The Lutherans love the world. Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons love the things of the world. But John says to love the things of the world and not love God means you have not love of God in you. The love of God was shown in Jesus Christ one time 2,000 years ago. This glorious Savior shed his blood and rose again to defeat death, to make a way. It was a one-time act. It was a one-time act that you can apply. But there's two parts to the gospel, really. The good news is Jesus died and rose again to make a way for you to be eligible to get the grace of God. What Jesus did is undeserved by us. We could never do it. Some people call it unmerited favor. That is kind of a lie because they twist it to mean salvation. They twist it to mean salvation is now an easy believe, free grace way, faith alone, grace alone. That's not true. We could not deserve what Christ did for us, but we definitely must walk worthy in the covenant. He calls us to walk worthy. He calls us to be perfect. That means complete and mature. He calls us to keep His commandments if we love Him. He calls us to come out of the world. He calls us to repent of every false way. How can you claim a holy Savior, Jesus Christ, the truth, as you live like the world in pride and vanity and man-made traditions and lies, neighbor? We're just asking you that question today. Test yourself to the Holy Scriptures. Open the Word of God. Come out of your spiritual slumber. Repent. Judgment's coming. Receive the goodness of God while there's time. We love you all. Let us know how we can help you. Lest you turn, you will suffer the wrath of God in your idleness, your sin, your worldliness, and your false religion. Don't trample the blood of Jesus today. Test yourself to the Word of God, neighbors. What are you living for? Turn and seek Him.
Hey, Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and He died for me on the cross. Do you feel the same way?
Would you like a gospel card?
No.
Okay, well, if you don't want to talk about the truth of God and you just want to come and argue, we have other things to do. We're going to continue to preach the
Amen.
Gospel.
Amen.
So you're
Amen.
Saying that that's not the truth?
So we're here to lift up Jesus Christ,
oh
the shed
God.
Blood of Jesus. Jesus came into the world and died and shed His blood. And He rose again to defeat death. The big issue is, how do you get it applied to your account? How do you get it applied to your life? You can't be worldly and claim a holy Savior. You can't be part of church systems and claim a holy Savior. That's the truth as you keep lies. God is glorious, holy, and righteous. There's no lies in Him. There's no darkness in Him. There's no false traditions in Him. There's only truth and light and hope and mercy. Then there's also wrath and judgment that's coming for you. So it's loving to tell you that the wrath of God is coming. Apply what Jesus did to your life by repenting and coming out of the world. The biggest problem in America, from the Christian standpoint, the biggest problem in America is people are false converts. They're born of a false Jesus. They don't have the truth of God. They're not walking in righteousness and holiness. They're living after a pattern of religion and not after the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Christ is worthy to be praised and lifted up and call people out of their sin and worldliness. You can't just believe Jesus died for you while you live in sin and worldliness. Look at America. America's God is entertainment. America's God is the flesh. In many ways, Missouri's God is the Kansas City Chiefs. In many ways, for many men and women, pride and vanity is their God. Or hunting and fishing idolatry is their God. You're going to be set apart as an idolater lest you wake up and serve the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. The pastors don't tell you the truth because it empties the buildings. The churches are full of false converts and goats not holy righteousness, not sound doctrine. Let's talk about sound doctrine for a minute. Let's get back to talking about sound doctrine. 1 Timothy 4:16 says, continue in sound doctrine, by which you are saved, and them that hear thee. Sound doctrine is not what the churches are teaching. You're following a bunch of man-made traditions like Christmas, Easter, worldly ways, pride and vanity. Sound doctrine is following after the first century saints and how they lived and what they did. Sound doctrine means you've lost your life and the world hates you for your faith. If you're not hated, you're not of Jesus. He said, my sheep will be hated by the world. Why are we hated? Because we're jerks and mean? No. We go into the world and call out sin and man-made religion and the culture, and people that love their sin hate us calling out their sin. Let's talk about the greatest man that ever lived per Jesus. That's John the Baptist. That's what Jesus said. John the Baptist was killed and beheaded for what? Being a mean man? Nope. He called out sin. He called out the illegitimate, unbiblical marriage of Herod. And it cost him his neck. American churches, American culture, American pastors and priests, American Christians, false convert Christians don't call out sin. They live in sin. How can you live in sin and claim you've been cleansed by a holy Savior? Worldliness, sports, politics is sin. Pride and vanity is sin. The lust of the eyes, the pride of life. All these things cause you to be swept away from the truth of God's word. All these things cause you to be deceived by Satan's system. He's a master deceiver. We've talked about it before. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says Satan is the god of this world. There's two kingdoms. We haven't talked about this. We'll talk about it more, but I'll brush on it right now. You're walking in the kingdom of Satan right now. The culture is the kingdom of Satan, neighbor. And then there's the kingdom of God in his true people. It ain't the church systems. It ain't the Anabaptists or the Mennonites or the Mormons or the Catholics or the Evangelicals or the non-denoms. His people's hearts and lives have been transformed and they have come out of the world. And if you haven't come out of the world with a transformed heart and mind and life, you are not born of God. And if you're not born of God, all the faith in the world won't save you. Even the demons believe and tremble. I hope you repent, sir. Your worldliness will be your wrath. That man before told me, amen, preach it. You can't say amen, preach it while you live like the world. Go tell a police officer, good job keeping the law while you go and break laws. That's called a hypocrite. The American culture and church systems are full of hypocrisy and false converts. Look at the fruit of America. 250 years of denominational mainstream religion, and America is Sodom too. We need scripture. We need the Holy Spirit. We need sound doctrine. We need coming out of the world and repentance. Lest you do that, you have no hope, neighbor. Jesus is coming back as a fiery lion of Judah. He's not a baby in a manger. Your Christmas traditions are false. Your Easter and Good Friday traditions are lies. Jesus didn't die on Friday, and he didn't rise on Sunday. He died on Wednesday. He rose on Saturday because he's our Sabbath rest. 3 days, 3 nights. You say, preacher, why do these lies of the culture and man-made religion matter? Revelation 22 says one lie will put you outside the kingdom of God. Did you know that? Go read it. Revelation 21 and Revelation 22 says one lie will keep you out of the kingdom of God. America and the churches are living dozens of lies. How many sins did it take for Adam and Eve to be put out of the garden, neighbor? One. How many sins did it take to kill two Levitical priests by the fire of God? One. How many sins did it take for Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5 to be killed by the Holy Spirit? One, they lied. When Jesus talked to the rich man, what did he say? One thing you lack. If you lack living after Jesus Christ and his word and ways and coming out of the world, that's the one thing that's going to keep you out of the kingdom. Go stand before a righteous judge, neighbor, and have one sin, one broken law. You think he's just going to let you go? The grace of God is only available to repentant people. The grace of God doesn't mean you're unmerited to keep sinning. The grace of God means you have the opportunity to be cleansed and made right. But you've got to turn and stop your sin for it to be made right. Jesus did not shed his blood so you could trample it and live in worldliness and sin, neighbor. You're making a mockery of my holy Savior. Jesus is not a t-shirt, a hat, a bumper sticker, or a religious service on Sunday. Jesus is King, Lord, Master, Alpha, Omega, the creator of everything, beginning and end. Why is that not affected and permeated your entire life so that your every day is spent desiring to please him rather than the world, rather than your flesh? That's a good question to ask. But after death, it'll be too late. You'll have no chance after death. You'll have no chance at righteousness and salvation. Now is the time. There's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death, the scriptures say. Your ways are going to lead to your death, and then there's a second death, neighbor. A second death of judgment. And you say, hey, street preacher, you talk about hell. Jesus talked about and described hell more than he described heaven. Go read the scriptures. Slow down. Jesus warned and said, don't go to this place. Cut your hand off, pluck your eye out, rip it out, tear it out, lest you go to this place of destruction and torment. We don't want our neighbor to go there. We're here coming into the broad road of destruction to get you to wake up and turn, neighbor. Receive Christ through repentance and the gospel. Not easy believism or churchianity.